Keisha Cole, I Remember. And you're still tuned in to Rise FM Evenings with Fezile Manzini. Now, this evening, in celebration of Heritage Month, I found someone who is worth celebrating, someone who's done so much but is still proud of imvelaphi yakhe. And I thought, why not have a conversation with him and celebrate him this evening? I'm talking about Delizwe Shabangu, who was born right here in the province of the Rising Sun, La Mpumalanga, a BSc degree and Master of Business Leadership graduate. He started his career as a business analyst in the information and communication technology industry and has advanced into senior and executive manager. Delizwe has a passion for education and youth development. He has initiated and implemented education and community development programs. These programs include youth development and mentorship, fundraising for uniform and shoes, and awards for best performing learners. And in 2011, Delizwe Shabangu published a book titled Young Minds Know How. The book is a life orientation book for young and old people about the career journey. He is an executive producer of Bukhosi drama series. His marriage journey has also inspired him to write the book titled I'm Learning to Be Married. The book is about his marriage journey reflected through the challenges, successes, and lessons learned. And the one that stands out above everything, because this man has done a lot, you see why it's we definitely needed to celebrate this one. But we are particularly celebrating him for the project that he worked on as executive producer of the drama series Bukhosi. That one is one I'll forever be proud of. Ngoba sihlala sibukela kumabona kuthi singaboni bantfu labanyindi labakhuluma Swati, and he went above and beyond to not just have a drama series la kukhulunywa khona our languages, our local languages, but to also share in showing the country our way of life, our culture, emasiko, imvelaphi yethu. So I have him on the line this evening. Good evening, Bab Shabang.
Sanibona, ninjani?
Siyaphila, babenjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Ngibingelela wena nebalaleli bonke be-Rise FM.
Ay, sivukile thine babe, sivukile. Siyabonga kakhulu. Ngicale lapho to say thank you for making it known to the country ukuthi we exist, we are present. Because makuswati sona yinzi indlela lekusafuna silwe as far as representation in media, especially performing arts.
Yes.
Now, kuzokuthi bangadothi nginemanga. Where were you born and raised?
Thanks a lot, firstly, for the opportunity to share my story. I was born in Mzinti. It's a village, let's say in Komazi, down in Mpumalanga. So, yes, that's where I was born. Went to primary school. I went to high school, Eskhwahlane High, which is in Tunda, and then Sidla Mafa. That's where I completed my matric. Then I left in Komazi or even Mpumalanga to KZN to further my studies. That's where I got my BSc.
All right. Now, coming back to Le Project, Le Analysis Celebrator as a province, because Le Yetu Songile, what inspired you to write the drama series Bukhosi?
Yeah, since I think the main thing for me is my passion for writing. Storytelling. I grew up from a family of storytellers. My dad, and stuff, they are storytellers. But I think the main thing on this particular project, it was mainly, as you indicated, it was my jealousy, let me put it like that, for other languages. Because, we grew up listening to Xhosa on TV, watching Xhosa on TV. Zulu is still the case. Sotho and all other languages. Even recently, the introduction of Venda through Muvango and so forth. So that for me said to me, look, we are a nation that has a language that is loved by people. But our language is only listened to when people come and interact with us in the province. Why don't you take this language to TV? Because that, therefore, on its own, it makes people more interested in it. Because they already, if you look at, you can Google, if you look at the most loved languages, Swati is one of the top. So people love the language. So I wanted to take this language to TV, but besides the language, including the character, because as you can hear, the title of the drama series, it is about the culture. It is about the interaction between the community and ubukhosi. It is about the family, ubukhosi family politics, and broadly even the politics of the day, which is the government versus ubukhosi versus the community. So my passion for really storytelling is the one that has made me to write the story. But besides that, I mean, we've got a youth that has talent in the province. We need to expose them. And if we don't create such drama services, I mean, who will go to Mpumalanga and look for extras and actors? If we don't have these stories, if we're not telling these stories, no one is going to go to the province and look for the youth that has that particular talent. But on top, it is a province that has so much to show. The story is going to be shown or expose the tourist attractions that are within the province. So it is a package. It is quite a big package that I've put together. And these are all the objectives of writing these particular stories.
Now, what are some of the challenges that came with sharing the Siswati culture on TV, or misconceptions that might have been there that you picked up on? Because njengoba ngisho, people don't know much about us.
Very interesting. I think there's two sides of the story here. The one is the language itself has components of it that needs to be aligned. I'm talking about, we've got different quotes, very different. In commas, it could be talking it differently from, for instance, where the site Yabo Babatin, the site Yabo towards Bushbuckridge. So the language has become one that is almost a combo of different languages from Tikots and Tikots. So for me, I had to look for the core. And the core, therefore, meant that I must get language specialists in Siswati that are not going to take sides and write it in Nkomazi language, but write it in the core so that whoever is in Nkomazi, whoever is in Mchindi, whoever is in any other area of the province, or including any area of South Africa, should be able to align to the language. But the key thing as well is, in language is treasure. I mean, you don't want to break it. More so, you want the core, make sure. So that's why I had to get language specialists. But the other one is the culture. Because I'm writing about the culture as a Siswati, I also had to make sure that the culture is not misaligned to the reality. So in some cases, I had to get specialists that are focused on the particular culture. See, that is the one part of the challenge. The other part is funding. I would be straight to the point. Provinces like KZN, I mean, you must check the end of all these soapies that are playing, like Isibaya at the time, Uzalo, and so forth. If you check, you realize that the provincial office of the province, or whether it's culture and sports, they do support their craft, fully support their craft. I really found it very challenging to convince my province, and I haven't given up. I really am hoping that soon we will be able to get funding for that particular project. It's a project that's going to create about 200 jobs at a go. It will create opportunities for local services, security, transportation, accommodation. It will expose the talent of the province. It will expose the tourist attraction of the province. It will create jobs, not just for a short period, for the longest time. The dream for this particular project is for it to be a soapy. The moment it becomes a soapy, it's a life-changing opportunity for someone that is sitting, that doesn't have a job as we speak now, sis.
Now, you know, having mentioned all of the challenges, the question that I want to ask, to say, do you see yourself doing another project like Bukhosi in the near future?
Definitely, sis. But as I indicated earlier, the key focus for now is to move Bukhosi from it being just a short series to a soapy. And as that run, there are so many other stories to tell in Mpumalanga. And that's actually where I am going with this. We will definitely be telling very interesting stories, some comedy, more so comedy, and some would just be clear educational, cultural, and mainly to make people know about what Mpumalanga is about, what Nkomazi is about, and so forth and so forth. So that is the future. But the main thing for me is that now we need to get funding to move this Bukhosi into a soapy so that it can be exposed, and then the buy-in into that will therefore create more opportunities for other stories.
Now, yes. I love that you spoke about some of the issues that are affecting us as a province, and mainly unemployment, to say this will create employment. Do you have any messages of encouragement for young people who want to be actors, who say these are the opportunities leswatsinga laikhaya ngoba kusuka nje uye Jozi ungati muntu uthi wena uyo actor is a very difficult thing to do.
Fully agree. For me, the whole industry is not about acting only. There is opportunities for being cameraman. You could be a hairdresser, you could be a makeup artist, you could be what we call, you know, the people that set up the scene where this is going to be shot. You could be providing any kind of service within that. Go find out more about the entire film industry and then identify the talent that you have that you could use to contribute. If acting is your talent, definitely make sure that you don't just sit and say, I'm good at acting, without trying yourself now and again. Test yourself. I mean, if there is not nowhere where you are employed to go and do, or you are casted to go and do acting, create it. At church, I mean, if you're going to church, create an opportunity where you act on Maria, you act on Josepha. And that is where the passion is shown. This is where you test yourself. This is where you've got audience, free audience that are not going to be, you are guaranteed you'll have audience. You do those things, then that is going to be good practice. But generally, it should be talent. It should be something that is within you that you feel you want to do. Not because you want to be on TV, but just mainly because you feel you have the talent to do so. Test yourself. Study more, research, lots of online studies that you can join and do the acting career thing. I mean, you do that. Education is key, but at the end of the day, be ready for opportunities, because an opportunity will not tell you, I am coming. You could be sleeping today, you wake up tomorrow, because it's on. We are looking for people, and that is going to happen. And when it happens, you must be ready for it. When you get that opportunity, make sure that you use the lifetime of that opportunity. You don't go in there, it is my auditions. So you are not sure of your story. We want confidence. We want someone that is going to show that when I take this, I'm going to move with it.
And I love that you talked about working with language specialists and people that also specialize in studying our culture, to say, njengoba kungumanje sikhuluma lokwatiwa ngithi sesingacalana nalangana nangalamabhuku esiSwati utimisele nangabe mhlambe you still a student funza kakhulu leSwati ungathi wena iSwati asisandzawo naku iSwati we are proving it to you ukuthi singakuyisandzawo, but you also need to commit to knowing your own language. Ungahambi yovele TV ukhuluma into ubuze uphikiswe bani labangayadlela ngunje ukuthi na that word
Aksilo.
No, ngibonge kakhulu Bafshabangu, for availing yourself and for the time and for the work that you're doing, because we need more people like you who will come up with initiatives that speak to young people.
Thank you very much, Sizil. I really appreciate the opportunity. And I'm saying to the community of Mpumalanga, you'll never regret what we're doing here. You will be proud of what we are doing here. And I think we want to make sure that Siswati is shown on TV. Siswati is known worldwide. Let me say that, mm-hmm. and the culture of Siswati is known out there. Thank you very much to Rise FM, and I'm saying with Rise FM, we'll always rise. Eh?
Yes, it's in Mpumalanga. Azizhe. Yes.
Definitely. Thank you very much. You see?
Thank you, baby. That was the executive producer of the drama series Bukhosi, Babdelizwe Shabango. Uvela khona la ekhaya la eNkomazi. So nivile bathi lungisana uma ngabe wena uthi hey mina vele ngifuna ku actor phase lokho kodwa nginasihlobo ejuice. Vanuti polisha kuze ukuthi mhla akubitha uye ugijima. It's Kefa Semenya Matswale, Guraz Family.